mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, an anthropologist embeds herself with a tribe of hackers and taking a critical look at the next great solution to higher education, MOOCs, online courses, often for free. But we begin with experiential gifts. For the second year running, the National Retail Federation predicts that the hottest holiday present will be the gift card. That's one way to avoid the pressure of finding the perfect present in the right color or size, but there are alternatives. Anecdotally, we've heard a number of people questioning the frenzied focus on material gifts, and a good many others who complain that they already have enough stuff. So how about a more active take on giving? Instead of a new iPhone, how about a piano lesson? Instead of a DVD, why not a day at the museum? With us to run down some ideas for experiential gifts that won't fit under the tree is Rick Broussard. He's editor of New Hampshire Magazine. Rick, great to have you back with us.
Oh, it's always great to be here.
So why do you suppose people might look to experiences over things to make the perfect holiday gift?
Well, because people instinctively know that the gift card is exactly the wrong way to go. We might as well just all give each other 10 bucks for Christmas and call it done, you know. But what makes a great gift is basically what you're giving people with a gift is a memory. And a great gift is a memorable thing. Even if the gift disappears, gets lost, destroyed, doesn't work, it's still a memory that was thoughtful and that you can talk about for years to come. And experiences sometimes with the person. Or what better way to create a memory than to actually go do something? So I think that's the bottom line.
Let's have some ideas for making memories for all seasons. How about getting outdoors? Not all gifts have to be used in January, of course.
Right. Yes. In fact, that's a good way of looking at it. And also, it creates a sense of anticipation. You give somebody something that can only be used that summer. It certainly suggests, hey, you know, we're friends. You know, we'll actually be around together. To me, it seems obvious, and particularly in New Hampshire, there's a lot of emphasis on balloon riding, but I think there is in every state. And if you've never been on a balloon ride, you probably think it's a cliche. You think, oh, yeah, who does that? You know, you should do it. It's just a wonderful experience. It's full of danger and kind of intrigue and history. You learn a lot. The balloonist will tell you all these stories. And you really spend an amazingly intimate hour or so with a friend or a loved one or a girlfriend or whatever. And you will never forget that experience. So that's right off the top of my head. That's one that people tend to overlook a little bit. But there are so many great opportunities for people to have their dreams come true. And there's a lot of people who love NASCAR. And you may not be aware of this, but you can actually rent you can rent the track or rent a car at the track and go for a ride. It's anywhere from like 8 minutes to almost a half an hour.
Really? And, with you driving or someone else?
Well, it depends how much money you want to spend. For like a ride along, it's pretty cheap. But I think if you actually drive the car, put your hands on the wheel and your foot on the gas, it's like $500. But hey, that's, you know, it's either that or an iPod, you know? And I think a lot of people would prefer that.
I've seen sleigh rides offered at a bunch of places, other sort of winter sports, winter camping even.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's great opportunities for that. Wilderness experiences, outdoors training, you know, survival training, things like that people take with them. Then not only do you get the memory, but you get a valuable skill that you can use for the rest of your life. But I have to admit, one of my favorite is something that my wife and I actually did, and it was sort of by accident. We went to a couple of places. They're in Massachusetts, and I usually stop at the state line because I edit
of course,
the
New Hampshire magazine.
But these aren't that far, and they're a half an hour apart. And it's a place called the Butterfly Place in Westford, Mass.
I've actually been there.
Yeah. And then there's a 30 minutes away in Worcester is the Higgins Armory Museum. And it's the ultimate yin-yang experience. And I always say it's perfect if you know a guy who happens to be into butterflies and a woman who just happens to be into medieval warfare, then I think you have pinned them down and given them the absolute perfect gift just by giving them tickets to those two. They're fairly, you know, ordinary venues, but it's the combining of things that creates the proper experience.
It's a good opportunity also to get someone something that they want to try. I mean, like I have friends that I've always wanted to learn how to horseback ride, and you can get them horseback riding lessons.
You can get them horseback riding lessons, and the New Hampshire now and all the all the resorts now are offering adrenaline tour experiences. Another thing that you might not do unless somebody pushed you a little bit, like zip lines.
Uh-huh.
So there's wonderful experiences that I think take people out of their comfort zone, which is another point, frankly, to this whole experiential thing, is to push somebody a little bit, get them to do something that would not be on the top of their list, but that you know that they'll appreciate once they do it.
Like buying a ukulele for a friend and...
This happened to me.
What?
I was given a ukulele by a good friend, and who knew I was a frustrated non-musician. I own like 20 instruments I can't play. The ukulele is a masterable instrument, and there's so much online that's free. So give them that. Give them three links to online ukulele lesson sites, and they will thank you. I trust you. In a year or so, they'll serenade you.
We do, of course, have a full list of many of the suggestions Rick came up with and others that our terrific intern found. You can go to gun school. You can take fly fishing lessons. You can go to music lessons. You can go. And how about for families and kids? Here are some good ideas.
Well, there's so many great local musicians. And if you want a really wonderful family experience, why not just hire a local band, somebody that you really like, or even a regional band of some note? They love to do this sort of thing for a house concert and set it up, you know, or hire the band. It can be done fairly inexpensively. Or you can take some money at the door to help, you know, pad it a little bit for them. Buy the snacks. Create a party, a family party around music. And you're introducing them to somebody that they may never have heard, and you're giving them something to offer to their friends. So it's kind of a win-win-win. One of my favorite, and I have to give you a disclaimer here because my wife is the membership coordinator for Red River Theaters, but they do movie parties. And, you know, everybody knows, oh, you have a movie party. Well, what if you had it on a real theater, a really cool theater, by the way? Red River's beautiful. And you plan it around a great film, let's say a princess film, and you hand out crowns at the door. And I even know that the Concord police chief used Red River for a party once, and I don't know what they showed, but I suspect it was like it was a DVD of a clip reel from Cops or something.
Well, you know, this is the great thing. You carry away a memory of something. There are some other offerings that we found. You could take dining etiquette classes. You could also go to circus school in Brattleboro, Vermont, motocross school, take a trip to an arcade. You mentioned a Red River Theater experience.
Yep.
Now, we do tend to spend a lot of time around the holidays thinking about food, consuming food. Any food-related ideas that don't come from a kitchen store?
Yeah, in Hampton, there's a place called Chez Boucher, and they actually they have basically cooking classes where you can cook with a group of strangers, or you can have a private cooking lesson, and at the end you get to eat the food, and so that's a great treat.
They do the same at Stonewall Kitchen.
Really,
beyond the borders of New Hampshire, and have been there.
No, I'll have to refocus at some, recalibrate a little bit here. In New Hampshire, though, there are places where you can get great historical dinners. The Fort at Number 4 in Charleston and the Rimmick Country Doctor Museum both offer, that's in Tamworth, they offer these historical hearthside dinners. Or you can really just take somebody out to Shaker Village, and they have wonderful classic Shaker cuisine there. So you're giving people history, an experience they might not have had. You're also introducing them to your place, the place where you live, and that you're proud of if you live in New Hampshire, most likely. So
I had an idea also that could work well for a New Year's present. You know, of course, people make resolutions at New Year's. And I did, with a bunch of people from Concord Pilates, a supervised cleanse from Green Life Wellness. I'm telling you, it was really great. Kelly Lang is the woman. She's a certified health consultant, and she consulted with us throughout, gave us recipes and sort of boundaries for it. You know, she works really on how to get people get clear about the best foods for their body. And it was a really great experience for me. But that is something. It brings up something. When it takes a little more guts to give an experiential gift. I mean, how often do you know for sure that someone is willing to do a dietary cleanse, or is that considered an insult?
It takes guts to do a dietary cleanse. Here's another example is a couple's massage. I mean, you're sort of, unless you're a member of the couple, that's kind of getting into people's business a little bit. But what a sweet way to give a couple that you know love each other something really special. Or if it's just giving it to your significant other, to give yourself something really special. The Mountain View Grand, by the way, in Whitefield has a wonderful spa, and they actually have a tower hot tub with 360-degree views. So, and they're mostly out views. You don't, I think somebody has to be in a helicopter to see in. But it's a little peculiar to be naked in a hot tub and exposed to the world.
I wonder, Rick, like how someone politely turns down an experiential gift. I mean, if you give someone, you know, music lessons, could they say, I don't think I'll do it.
Well, that's where I think re-gifting comes in. Not to mention, the wonderful thing about an experiential gift is you can re-gift it without losing it. You can basically say, what a cool idea. Hand it off, take the same idea, give it to somebody else, claim it as your own, and so, I mean, it's the gift that keeps giving, really.
All right. This is the man who knows so much about New Hampshire experiences, giving us experiential gifts. Thank you so much, Rick Broussard, editor of New Hampshire Magazine.
My pleasure.
You can find links to all of the things that we mentioned and plenty more for experiential Christmas gifts at wordofmouthradio.org. So if you want to buck the material trend this year, you've got a lot of possibilities to do it. But coming up as an anthropologist, doing field work with hackers, we're going to get a glimpse of the elusive tribe when Word of Mouth continues.